This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 313 for Friday, March 17th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures Canola Market is returning to the red Friday morning after ending a 10-day slide on Thursday. Chicago soil is down, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil is also down about $2 US per barrel, as it is currently on track for its worst week this year due to multiple banking crises. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Thursday's close. The May canola contract is down $12.80 per ton at $743. In the US, corn and wheat prices are higher, while soybean prices are taking a tumble. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has cut Argentina's corn production estimate yet again, this time by 1.5 million tons to 36 million, which would be the lowest total in 7 years. The corn crop has been rated 7% good to excellent and 60% poor to very poor. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has reported that 1.905 million tons of corn were purchased by China over the past 3 days, with additional large sales this week by Japan and South Korea. The U.S. National Weather Service also released its April to June weather outlook, with below-normal temperatures expected in the northwestern U.S. Corn Belt. However, planting conditions should be favorable across the entire Corn Belt, as long as rains are normal in eastern parts. The May corn contract is unchanged at $6.33 U.S. per bushel. Despite recent rains, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange also cut Argentina's soybean production estimate by 4 million tons to 25 million, which would be the country's worst soybean crop in nearly 25 years. The crop was rated 2% good to excellent and 75% poor to very poor. The USDA also reported that U.S. soybean export sales to China this past week were the largest since January, helped by shipping and loading delays in Brazil. However, new crop sales to China totaled 722,000 tons, down 90% from last year and down 70% from 2021. The May soybean contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.79. Canadian wheat exports for the weekend in March 12th totaled more than 520,000 tons, bringing marketing year-to-date exports to 12.34 million tons, 5 million more than at this point last year. Both Russia and Ukraine continue to negotiate towards an extension of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. However, Russia is adamant that the extension should be 60 days, while Ukraine and its partners want a full term of 120 days. Japan bought 73,500 tons of food quality wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia on Thursday. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.06. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.33. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.59. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, March 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.